Welcome to another powerful episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you fast-paced, meaningful conversations with artists, leaders, creatives, and visionaries who are shaping culture and community. And today's guest truly embodies creativity, authenticity, and purpose. He's a Savannah, Georgia native, okay, give it up, a music artist, actor, comedian, truth seeker, media entrepreneur, and creator, host of Fat Vegan TV. He's also a multi-album recording artist with a sound that blends soul, vulnerability, and lived experience. Family, help me welcome to The Voice on the King, Clay Hodges. What's up, Clay?
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? I appreciate that intro right there.
It's the truth. It's nothing but the truth. Full creativity, full authenticity. That is what Clay Hodges brings. So, for listeners meeting you for the first time, I'd love for you to introduce yourself in your own words. Who is Clay Hodges? Not just as an artist, but as a person. And how would you describe your creative journey so far?
Hi, guys. My name is Clay Hodges. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Like, you said a lot. You said a mouthful of what I am. I'm that and a lot more. I'm a son, a friend, I'm a cousin, I'm a brother, I'm a uncle. You know, I'm a person that loves life. I love to learn, and I'm on my journey, you know, my healing journey, my growth journey. Like, I want to be the best version of myself, and I do my best to encourage others to do the same through my art.
Being the best version of yourself. Did you hear what he said? That sits so well with me and my operation of my day-to-day, and I hope it does with everybody else, because it's nothing but the truth.
Right.
Your music carries emotion, reflection, and real-life storytelling. What first pulled you into music, and at what point did you realize this wasn't just something you loved, but something you were called to do?
Yeah, so I come from a musical background. Like, my mom is a musician. She plays the piano, and she's been like the choir director for almost every church I've ever gone to in my life, especially growing up. And my dad has a very versatile music taste. And just the combination of both of them, always hearing different types of music when I ride with him, always hearing my mama playing and practicing at home. You know, I just kind of was born into it, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, and as far as like me deciding to do it, I always knew I wanted to do music. That, you know, when they asked us what we wanted to be when we grow up.
Right.
Yeah, that was what I wanted. I never told nobody the truth. I'm going to be real. I always lied. I was like, I want to be a mathematician. But I always knew I wanted to do music, and I knew that I had to do it around the time I was 15 years old. I recorded my first song, and I heard myself back, and I just had this feeling that overcame me.
Wow.
It was just like, I just knew, like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. This is the only thing I want to do. And so I've been pursuing it, like, with everything I have, like, since then.
Right. That's a life moment, you know, having an experience like that. I definitely identify when it comes to me doing what I do, you know, being on radio. I remember winning a shopping spree on the radio, and my grandmother recorded me on a cassette tape, and I heard myself back on the radio through the speakers, and I was like, wow, I can really do that, you know? So that life experience, that life moment, and then just having, you know, the sounds of your mom in the background for you growing up, your father, you know, it definitely shape you and who you are. I love that. I love that.
So yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yes. So you've released multiple projects over time, and your sound continues to evolve. How would you describe the version of Clay Hodges listeners are hearing now compared to earlier chapters of your career?
Man, so, you know, I've always been authentic. I've always been telling my story. This is the best way I could put it. Like, in my earlier projects, I went shopping for shoes. I was going shopping for shoes because I knew I wanted to walk in my greatness, so I went shopping for shoes.
Wow.
And this album, I found my shoes, I laced them up, and now I'm taking steps.
Man, that analogy right there is fire. You hear me? Fire. Yeah. Okay? Oh my gosh. Hold on for a second, y'all. just tell them one more time, Clay. What was it now? You went and bought some shoes, you said.
Yeah. You know, I knew I wanted to take steps into the greatness that God called me upon. You know, I wanted to take those steps. Mm-hmm. I felt the calling. I knew it, but I was like, bro, I need me some shoes. Because I tried to take steps before, and I said, oh, I can't do it. I need some shoes. Mm. So I went shopping for shoes. I tried this pair. I tried that pair. But then I found a pair that was just right for me, and I laced them up. And in this project, I'm taking steps.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all. I think he done laced up his shoes all the way to the top. He probably actually double laced them back down through the bottom to have something creative, Odin. Okay? So let's talk about your latest body of work. When people press play on your newest music, whether streaming it, buying it, or experiencing it live, what do you want them to feel, hear, and walk away with? Like, what makes this project special to you personally?
I want people to hear themselves, you know?
Before you do this, you gotta tell them what the project is. You need to tell them what the project is.
My bad. So the album of the project is called Speak It.
Got it.
And it's about speaking your truth and speaking the things you want into existence. And what I want people to hear when they listen to is I want them to hear themselves. I want them to think, dang, I think that. I feel that. You know, I want to encourage people and inspire people to have the confidence to claim the things that they want out of life, to speak it into existence, to actually, like, speak their truths. Because even with myself, I'm still, like, working through that. Like, there's a lot of times I bite my tongue or I might not say this or say that out of fear of what other people might think or feel. And it's not that I want to say nothing mean or, you know, anything like that, but it's just like, you know, it just could be anything or any certain situation in life where you should have spoke up for yourself or spoke up for someone else, you know. And a lot of times some of us are, you know, I have to overcome fear to do that. So, you know, I want people to overcome that fear of being vocal and speaking. And I also want to encourage people to, like, actually align themselves with their dreams and not just talk about it, but to do the work to align themselves with the things that they want.
As we sit here on The Voice on The King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, he is telling you, Clay Hodges is telling you with his latest body of work, Speak It. Not being able to speak and express yourselves gives you a feeling of anxiety, and that is not something you deserve for yourself. You know, it can be damaging on your soul, on your spirit, on your mind. You have got to be able to speak it, okay?
Absolutely.
So for those who haven't seen you perform yet, describe a Clay Hodges live show. Like, what kind of energy, emotion, and experience can audiences expect, whether it's an intimate set or a major stage? But before you answer, I'm going to go ahead and say, I am someone who has been in the vicinity, personally for me, being in a space where Clay has invited me to a album listening session. First off, if you've never been to a album listening session and you love music, you got to try it, because it's nothing like being there for a release and hearing something for the first time where the person who created the art of work is there and speaking you through each one of those tracks. It is nothing like it. So the type of energy that I felt was amazing. Not to mention, Clay, he cooked, and he cooked stuff that you might not even think you would want to eat, because, you know, you might not be a vegan and stuff. And I'm not a vegan either, but let me tell you something about how them vegans get down. The food is so seasoned. Oh my gosh. But listen, I have to get back to his performance and connection with you all. Tell the people what type of energy and emotion and experience they can receive from you, from your mouth.
So my goal anytime I perform is to make sure that my audience leave away from me full. You know, I want them to be full. So it's high energy. I'm giving everything I have. It's also very emotional, also heartwarming. I'm looking you in your eyes. You're going to see me sweating, dancing, crying, like all of that, you know, because I leave it all out on that stage. I'm a performer. One of my goals is to be one of the best performers ever. One of the best hip hop performers ever.
Ever.
See, and I study the greats. I do. I study James Brown. I study Michael Jackson. I study Bob Marley, Beyonce, Chris Brown. I study the greats because I want to be the best ever.
You got to get into it. You got to get into Clay Hodges. He is speaking the truth. I'm at a listening session again. I watched every move he made. Not to mention he is creative. I don't know what he has with 90s. I mean, I guess it's because he like a 90s baby or something. Because he's probably young and stuff. But I ain't going to get on his age. But he act like he know what he doing out here for us, you know, lovers of the 80s and the 90s and stuff like that, you know. But I'm going to be honest, he does. So he not only studies the greats, but he actually puts what he has gained into action. And like I said, it's even just in speaking sessions, not even being on the stage, but being able to be in a space with him, listening to his music, you really feel it. So our listeners already know we spin your records here on The King. We play tracks like Panic Attack, River Bounce, and your latest release, Speak It. Plus, family, I must... Yes, you got it. You got it, Clay. You already know. Plus, family, I must say to y'all, log on right now to the website, 105theking.com, to the videos section, because Speak It video is now playing. And for those discovering you today, why should they take that extra step to stream your music, support your projects, and pull up to your shows?
Because if you want or like hip-hop that make you feel something, and when I say feel something, everything ain't always that deep. I got some fun songs on this album too. If you want to feel something, if you want to be moved, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, this is the album for you.
Listen, at his listening session again, I had a whole session in there off of 3 songs. I don't know what you all gather from when I say session, but it was very intimate. I felt as if I had someone there for me that I loved on and that loved on me. And that's really all I can say about it, but when you listen to Speak It, you will gather what I'm saying. I'm not gonna put any more out there because you have to listen to it for yourself. I can't put some thoughts in your mind. I need you to get your own thoughts. Right, Clay?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're not just a musician. You're also active in media, storytelling, entrepreneurship, and creative production. How do all these worlds connect for you, and how does that bigger mission show up in your music?
That's a great question. So my purpose in this life is to help people. One of the things that really moved me the most is helping people do what they love to do. And so I just use my art and my resources as a medium to fulfill my purpose.
Yes. Come on. Come on. He said it. That's all. Let's make sure everyone knows how to stay tapped in with you. Where can our listeners follow you, stream your music, watch your content, and stay connected with everything Clay Hodges has?
Claydoe912 everywhere. That's Claydoe 912 everywhere.
All right. Before we wrap, what message would you like to leave with aspiring artists, creatives, or anyone listening right now who's chasing purpose but may need encouragement to keep going?
First of all, I want y'all to be good to you. Be good to yourselves. And to start with you, if you be good to yourself, then it spreads onto others. Then others will be good to you. You know, that's first and foremost. And second of all, speak what you seek until you see what you say.
Speak what you seek until you see what you say. Okay? Clay, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on The Voice on The King and sharing your story, your artistry, and your energy with our listeners. Thank you, Clay.
Thank you for having me.
Family, this is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, reminding you that your voice matters. Speak it. Your story matters. Speak it. And your support truly makes a difference. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com and be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming. Ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, and AM 1010, The King. Thanks.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Tamika. God dang, that was great.
This is Clay Hodges. Keep it locked on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King, baby.